One of the sons of Isaac and Rebekah was Jacob, whose name the Lord changed to Israel. Jacob had 12 sons, and from them came the 12 tribes of Israel. This is the story of Joseph, Jacob's favorite son, and what happened between him and his other brothers. Now there was in those days a boy named Joseph, the beloved son of his father Jacob. His 10 older brothers were jealous when they saw their father favor Joseph over them, and they could not say a good word for the boy. One night, Joseph had a dream, and when he told it to his brothers, they hated him more. And he told them, "I dreamed we were binding sheaves of grain in the field, and your sheaves gathered round mine and bowed down to it." Then Joseph had another dream, and he told his brothers, "I dreamed that the sun and moon and 11 stars bowed down to me." And the brothers hated Joseph in their hearts and said, "Is he indeed to be our ruler, and are we to bow down to him?" Now Jacob, their father, was troubled by all this, but still he loved his son greatly. And so he gave him a long cloak of many colors to show his love. And the brothers hated Joseph in their hearts. It came to pass that the brothers were in a far-off place tending their flocks of sheep, and Jacob sent Joseph to inquire after his brothers. And when the brothers saw Joseph approach, wearing his many-colored cloak, they plotted to kill him, and then tell their father that a wild beast had devoured his son. But when they seized Joseph and threw him in a pit to die, a caravan passed by on its way to Egypt. One of the brothers, seeing the caravan, said, "Let us not leave Joseph in the pit, but sell him as a slave to the traders, so that they may take him down to Egypt." And so it was. The brothers sold Joseph for 20 pieces of silver, then dipped his cloak in the blood of a kid to show their father that Joseph had been devoured by wild beasts. And Jacob was bowed with grief. Then at last the caravan arrived in Egypt, and the traders sold Joseph to a man named Potiphar, and he served his master well. But in time, Joseph was unjustly charged with a crime and thrown in prison. Now it happened that the butler and the baker of the king Pharaoh of Egypt offended the Pharaoh, and they were thrown into the prison with Joseph. One night, each of the men had a strange dream, and Joseph interpreted the dreams for them, saying that in 3 days the butler would be returned to the palace to serve the Pharaoh, but the baker would be condemned to death. And so it was. But the butler forgot Joseph when he returned to the palace. Then it came to pass that the Pharaoh had 2 dreams, and all the wise men of Egypt could not explain the dreams to their king. The butler, now remembering Joseph, said to the Pharaoh that a young Israelite in prison had the power to interpret dreams. So Pharaoh sent for Joseph and told him thus, "I dreamed that 7 fat cows came out of the river Nile and were followed by 7 lean cows who ate up the 7 fat cows. Then I dreamed further that 7 good ears of corn grew upon a stalk and were followed by 7 lean ears blasted by the east wind, and the 7 lean ears devoured the 7 fat ears." Joseph answered the Pharaoh, saying, "God has shown Pharaoh what he is about to do. The 7 fat cows and the 7 good ears are 7 years of plenty, and the 7 lean cows and the 7 lean ears are 7 years of famine, when no food will grow in the land. Therefore, let Pharaoh appoint a man to gather up the grain for 7 years and store it away, so that when the years of famine come, there will be food in Egypt." And God moved the heart of the Pharaoh so that he said, "Behold, I make you my chief steward, second in power only to me. You shall gather up the grain for 7 years and store it away against the years of famine. And it was as Joseph had said. For 7 years the crops were abundant, and Joseph gathered grain as the sand of the sea. Then began the 7 years of famine. The famine was all over the land, even to the land of Canaan, where dwelt Jacob and his sons. Now Jacob heard that there was food in Egypt, so he sent his 10 sons forth to buy food so that they might live. When Joseph's brothers came before him, he recognized them, but they knew him not. He inquired after their father and learned that he still lived, and also that his younger brother Benjamin was at home with Jacob. Then Joseph sent his brothers back to Canaan, laden with grain. But he kept his brother Gideon in Egypt, saying that when they returned again for food, they were to bring Benjamin with them, and he would then release Gideon. And so the brothers went back to the land of Canaan and told their father what had happened. At last the day came when the grain was gone, and once more Jacob ordered his sons to travel to Egypt for food. When they reminded their father that Benjamin must go with them, his heart was heavy with sorrow, but the need for food was very great, and Jacob released his beloved son to them. Now, when they arrived in Egypt and appeared before Joseph, he still did not reveal himself to them. He set a great feast in front of them, showing special favor for his younger brother Benjamin. But when the feast was finished and the donkeys were loaded with grain, Joseph secretly ordered his butler to put his own silver cup in the sack of grain belonging to Benjamin. Scarcely had the brothers left on their journey home when the butler ran after them, saying, "One of you has stolen my master's silver cup, and he demands that the thief become his slave." Then were the sacks of grain opened up, and behold, the cup was in Benjamin's sack. Now were the brothers greatly troubled, and they threw themselves on Joseph's mercy, saying that it would indeed kill their father should they return without their youngest brother. Then at last did Joseph weep, and he revealed himself to his brothers, telling them that he it was they had sold into slavery. And Joseph forgave his brothers and commanded that his father Jacob and all his family be brought to live in Egypt so that they might have food for all of their days.